Our segment earlier this week about the so-called warrior gene, which may produce a genetic predisposition for violence in men, prompted a lot of your questions, and as promised, we want to revisit it. We spoke with Henry Rollins, the former punk rocker, now author, radio host, and host of the National Geographic Channel documentary about the gene that aired earlier this week and was called Born to Rage. But are carriers of this gene destined to rage? Henry Rollins, along with two former gang members, some mixed martial arts fighters, hardcore bikers, a Navy SEAL, and Buddhist monks, agreed to be tested to see if they had the gene. But we didn't want to reveal the results before the film aired. Well, now they can be told. The former gang members have the warrior gene, as does the Navy SEAL. Three of the six bikers have it, although not the one with the most violent background. The mixed martial artists do not have it, but perhaps most surprising, the three Buddhist monks do. And Henry Rollins, from a troubled background and fairly furious all the time, did not. We asked how he felt about that.
I was happy to find out I didn't have it, in that I really enjoy being the way I am because of what I went through. And so, am I angry? Absolutely. And I'd like to think it's because I'm awake, because I'm literate, because I give a damn about what's going on in my country and in the world. And it makes me mad, you know, when you see things wasted, when you see things get polluted, when you see deregulation destroy stuff. Why would you be complacent in the face of that?
You don't want somebody you don't want somebody saying to you, oh, that's just that Henry Rollins who has the rage
exactly.
gene.
I don't want a checked swing. Oh, it's the gene. It's him and his gene. Oh, it's my trip gene. Don't mind me as I bark at the sun. Yet on the same token, we cannot give anyone in society a pass. Like, well, he hits his wife. Well, he's got that warrior gene. I mean, that's like from the 50s. Well, your father is a frustrated man. But, Mom, he hit you. Well, honey, you don't understand. I understand that Dad should not hit you. And so the warrior gene should not be an excuse for any kind of bad male behavior. We as a society should take this science, use medication, or, you know, whatever it takes to go, okay, we're elastic, we have wiggle room, we can accept this information, and now let's make sure, now that we know more, let's do good with what we got.
Henry Rollins, formerly of the punk band Black Flag. Well, as we said, you had a lot of questions. So we've called Dr. Robert Green. He's a medical geneticist at Boston University, where he studies Alzheimer's. Dr. Green, let's start with just a brief definition of the MAOA gene, actually a gene that's malfunctioning.
There are two forms of the gene, Robin. There's a sort of high and a low. And it turns out this is for an enzyme that helps break down one of the neurotransmitters in the brain. And if you have the low form of the enzyme, there is evidence that suggests that certain types of aggression are more likely than if you have the high form of the gene. Now, I have to say that you're calling it the warrior gene, which is very romantic, but a different name for it might be the sociopathy gene, because most of the scientific literature that describes the differences in people who have the low form or the high form have to do with people who've had traumatic events early in their life and then go on to have trouble with impulse control and to have aggression in the face of stress.
Well, and as we said with Henry Rollins, it is misnamed. And because it is, a lot of guys think, oh, I really want that, when in fact it's something you don't want because it's not easy to live with. But you raise another aspect of all of this, which is the environment. And so it sounds as if you've just said that, as we know with other genetic predispositions, you may need something that happens in the environment to sort of tripwire your genetic predisposition, like a traumatic event or being bullied or abused in your childhood, or as, you know, the two gang members that had the gene, they grew up around violence.
Well, that's right. This gene, if anything, seems to predict violence in the face of provocation. The environment probably plays way greater role than a single gene like this in predisposition to violence. So we've really got to keep this right in context rather than implying that it is really responsible for aggressive behavior.
And as we learned, there were people in the film who had the gene but had wonderful backgrounds and had channeled whatever that energy was that the gene produced. So environment, it seems, can either override the gene or, as you said, trigger it. And we heard from a lot of listeners. RC, who's a big fan of Henry Rollins, reminds us about, you know, his background with a father who was an abusive racist. As RC writes, growing up with unfit parents is more than enough to make and keep someone enraged for life. But a lot of people, including Una Dougal, asked about whether or not a woman could have it. Now, we know that the gene is on the X chromosome. Men only have one. Women have two, so they have a better chance of having a more functioning gene if they have also the bad gene. But Una asks, isn't it possible for a woman to have this RAGE gene as well?
Women do have the gene. They have either one or two copies of the low and the high, or they could have one copy of the low and one copy of the high. Because they have two X chromosomes, one X chromosome is actually shut down in their body. And so it may be a mixture. And because it's such a complicated situation in women, and because you don't always know which X chromosome is shut down and which one is working, I think the researchers have mostly focused on men, where it's very clear that you've either got the high version or the low version of the gene.
Well, and Una and another woman, Lisanne, also asked about the ethnic possibilities. Lisanne writes, in ancient history, certain classes were simply warriors. That's what they did. It was their profession. So is this something that's possibly left over from that time? And Una says, my family's Irish. Irish have a reputation for short tempers. We're the mascot for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, for crying out loud. So how about the ethnic relationship to genetic predisposition?
Well, Uma's onto something for sure. There are ethnic differences in genetic predispositions, and we're discovering more and more of those. For example, some ethnicities metabolize drugs differently than others because of their genetic background. But I don't think we're at the point where we can say ethnicity A or ethnicity B is more violent than a different ethnicity. In terms of this kind of aggression-related genetic background, I think an interesting question might be, what, if anything, is the survival value of being more aggressive in response to provocation? You'd actually think that would get you into trouble and diminish your reproductive fitness.
Well, I just want to get in some other questions. Many of our listeners asked, gee, I think I have this, or someone I love has this. Should I or they get tested? It's just a cheek swab. What do you think about that?
I don't think that's the right instinct, to try to think of yourself getting tested for this gene in response to personal aggressive behavior. It's really important to keep in mind that background, depression, anxiety, family history, family upbringing, the kind of reward structure that you get in terms of your daily psychological patterns, all of that stuff is way, way up there ahead of any sort of genetic predisposition in terms of day-to-day predisposition to anger and aggressiveness.
But wouldn't it help somebody who is rageful to address some of those other issues, you know, environment and why they might be so angry, if they knew that they had this hair trigger inside them, that they could almost, I mean, I have this image of them almost befriending it, you know?
I really don't think so, Robin. I think that there would be a great temptation to use this as the cause, the explanation for their behavior, whereas the real cause of their behavior might be something they need to address psychologically, with medication, or in terms of their social background or their social circumstance. So I think that it would probably be used the wrong way. Now, if people want to get genetic testing for the fun of it and look at their background and say, isn't this interesting, I'm all for that. But I don't think that people should imagine that this explains their behavior. It's probably 112th down on the list of things that cause people to have angry or aggressive behavior.
Dr. Robert Green, neurologist and medical geneticist at Boston University. Dr. Green, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robin.